Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, Excellencies, distinguished participants. I would like to begin by thanking the High Commissioner for his opening remarks, as well as for his leadership in such a period when the world is witnessing record figures of displacement. 68 million plus people is a stark reality, not only for those who left their homes, but also for the communities hosting them. Another stark reality is that this is neither national nor regional, but a global issue that needs to be addressed at the global level. It has also become apparent that unless we address the root causes and respond properly and effectively to the needs of the displaced people, we may be creating a safe haven for criminal networks to exploit the vulnerabilities. Madam Chair, the outcomes of the high-level meeting on migrants and refugees in September 2016 constituted an important milestone in reaching a common understanding on the immediate need to address more effectively mass levels of displacement. We appreciate the leading role of the UNHCR in successfully moving the process forward on the establishment of a global compact on refugees, as well as the rolling out of the comprehensive refugee response framework. The New York Declaration, most importantly, calls on member states to ease the burden on countries that welcome and host refugees through creating an environment of equitable responsibility sharing on a global scale. We are also happy to see the successful implementation of the Grand Bargain and the new way of working, which are the important outcomes of the World Humanitarian Summit. Finding durable solutions to crisis not only requires providing humanitarian aid to the people in need, but also working in a coordinated manner to strengthen the resilience of refugee and host communities. Turkey, abiding by its national commitments at the World Humanitarian Summit, pursues an efficient model of cooperation between humanitarian and development actors. We are proud to see the notable outcomes in Somalia in particular, as well as in other countries of Africa. Madam Chair, as for our part of global responsibility, Turkey is currently sheltering close to 3.3 million refugees, more than 3 million of them being Syrians. The conflicts in our vicinity and millions of people having had to flee their homelands have made Turkey the largest refugee hosting country. This is something neither Turkey nor the refugees themselves chose. The Syrians hosted in Turkey are provided with protection, including free access to education, health services, and labor market within certain conditions. We attach utmost importance to education so that there is a no-loss generation. However, the magnitude of the displacement has already exceeded the capacity of any country alone. We expect the international community to share this noble responsibility in a fair manner. We appreciate our very fruitful cooperation and partnership with the Office of the High Commissioner and his newly appointed representative in Ankara, Ms. Frederike Katerina Lump. Madam Chair, with the EU-Turkey statement of 18 March 2016, we managed to reduce the number of daily average crossings through the Aegean Sea. What we are doing is unique. We are saving lives at sea, and at the same time, we are fighting against human smuggling. Turkey is fully complying with the requirements of this agreement. We are committed to implementing it as a whole based on the principle of responsibility sharing. Madam Chair, today, the ongoing crisis in northern Rakhine, which has forced more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh, is extremely worrying and requires urgent action. We were among the first countries to send emergency aid to the region, and we continue our efforts. We hope that the international community will swiftly respond to UNHCR's latest appeal for the region, and the UN will rapidly be coordinated to this level 3 crisis. Madam Chair, we, as a member state at the CRRF, committed to act and share responsibility. The clock is also ticking for the whole international community to focus without further delay, with an action-oriented approach on removing the root causes, better using the existing mechanisms, and being creative for new opportunities. During the process, which would lead to the adoption of a global compact on refugees in 2018, we continue to rely on and support UNHCR's leadership. However, we should not forget that, having adopted the New York Declaration, we, the member states, should act with Pacta Sunt Servanda. Finally, Madam Chair, Turkey is always against any effort to politicize the discussions at the EXCOM. However, we noted with concern that the delegation of Armenia exploited this body to repeat its unfounded allegations about the events of 1915. This represents just another reflection of Armenia's policy to take advantage of any opportunity for publicizing their distorted narrative of history. I thank you.
I think the distinguished